expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Rowell from YourSoulGuidance.com. And you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. This show is all about soul, about your soul, how to listen to your soul, and how to activate that really big potential that all of us have. We are live every Wednesday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Time. And today, you are in for a really great show. I'm interviewing Navjeet Kandola about the karma of being a woman. And all guys, please listen, because this is for you too. Navjeet Kandola, she is a spiritual advisor. She's an educator, a speaker, a filmmaker, a full-time mom, the director of the Nizoni School for Global Consciousness. Navjeet, she was the host and producer of two radio shows, The Window to the Sky and The Media Brunch. She also directed the independent programs Knowings, The Chris Grisham Show, and Life in Motion. Navjeet has worked throughout her career with an incredible diverse sphere of clientele, ranging from millionaires to homeless heroin addicts. She's also worked extensively with children and teens in public schools and detention centers. She's worked with me, and I tell you, she's absolutely amazing. And she has a blog site, www.tenderlogic.com. And Navjeet writes weekly in very inspirited style about awakening, love, awareness, and the evolution of higher consciousness. I can say and fill the whole show about talking about Navjeet, but just let her bring her on. Navjeet, welcome.
Good morning, Saskia.
I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you. I'm excited to talk about women.
As I said, especially men, please listen in.
Yes. Well, the conversation is really, really for all of us. I'm looking at the roles we have come into in our lives biologically, you know, whether you're born as a male or as a female. And for our conversation today, for our discussion today, we're going to look at what is the karma of being born a woman.
And Navjeet, just to make sure everybody, you know, who's listening gets it, you know, the term karma, what do you mean with that?
Well, usually what I'm going to start with is the usual association that we have with the term karma, meaning that, you know, the idea of that you must have done something to have gotten to the place you are in your life. Good karma, good deeds, bad deeds, cause and effect. We're going to look at, is there something going on in the cosmos that has created this kind of dynamic of males and females being born and the kind of roles that we play? And is there a way to break out of, is there an evolution of these roles?
Is there?
Yes, there has to be, because otherwise we would still, you know, we could still be being punished or being, well, karma, this is the interesting thing. Are the roles changing? Is there a way for us to evolve? Yes, and we're going to see as we look across the planet that the roles are in various stages of development. In some countries, it looks like women are oppressed. They do not have the same rights as their male counterparts. In other parts of the world, it looks like women are getting recognition and they are involved in the decisions of society and family and so on. But wherever you look, there is still a space, a place for more inclusion and evolution, I would say.
Right, because I know the Dalai Lama, I can't quote his exact words, but I think he said the change will come from, you know, women standing up and being the leaders.
Right, and this is one of, and maybe this is a collective pulse a lot of thought leaders are feeling, and that is that there is something that women have. Maybe it is our generations of experiencing being mothers, being sisters, being the daughters, and moving through experiences of not being in charge, not being the leader. It's not to say that there aren't times in the history of women's evolution where women have been leaders, but overall and generally, we as a group have experienced a great deal of oppression, of pain, of rejection, of being subjugated. And so through those experiences, those are ours as women, through those experiences, we can maybe use those experiences to illuminate the places in our lives and in our society where there is oppression or subjugation and so on. That's one aspect of the conversation. And the other side of the conversation is, what are the gifts that, what are the qualities that we have grown, nurtured, that can really pierce the illusion of separation, whether as a male or as a female. And those are the inner qualities of intuition, of inclusion, of being able to hold the whole in our hearts. Those are the kinds of qualities that I want to look at. And I think the main conversation for me within this arena is, what is it that women need to wake up from? Is there something that we are carrying within ourselves and in our conversations that needs to be released, that are actually shackled, holding us back?
You would say that's in our genes, right?
I think the biology of it, yes, to some degree. And what we have as a tool on our side, both males and females, is our consciousness, that we can wake up, that we can say, wait a minute, you know, who am I as a soul? Before I kind of come into the duality of I'm a male, I'm a female, I have these strengths, I don't have these strengths. Who am I as a soul? What am I? What is my experience of myself in my wholeness? Yeah. And by looking at it from that self, that level of ourselves, we can maybe begin to apply ourselves in life in a whole different way and not feel that just because I'm a woman, I have to behave in certain ways. And just because I'm a man, I have to behave in certain ways and fulfill certain dreams. For instance, you know, the classic that people will point to are, men aren't meant to, you know, show their emotions. They're not meant to cry. Women are meant to be softer, tender. They don't really, you know, shouldn't show up in leadership roles. Whatever those classic roles that we have designed or we accept in our lives for males and females, we can begin to question those by stepping into our wholeness and saying, okay, on a soul level, on the deepest level of my being, what do I love to do? Who am I?
Right.
And begin to separate out from the roles that we've taken on culturally, biologically, familiarly. You know, because in your family, as in my family situation, I was a female. And my brother, even though my parents said we were all equal, there was still a cultural bias to favor the son.
Mm.
Those kind of areas, those kind of behaviors influence the way we as women, as people, move in our lives.
Right, you know, and what excites me is you know, as being a parent, and you know, in my case, I've married a man who has very beautiful, you know, the two sides, the male and the female, mm-hmm. and as we're talking, I realize we can really see that in our children. We have four boys mm-hmm. and one girl, but they have very, I think, and they see that from their dad, beautiful developed female aspect too, or feminine aspect. It's where, as parents, we can play that role and show our children.
Right. And what would you say are the qualities that you really appreciate, that you equate with feminine qualities in your sons?
Well, the feminine qualities are that they are they're not like the typical, like the dominance or the way they behave. They're much more I see it as a more softer feminine way of being. It's not that aggressive mm-hmm. dominant male behavior. It's a very I would say it's more nurturing, more
mm-hmm.
yeah, loving quality, which is beautiful
yes.
to see.
Yes.
But I think there's a distinction to the words, right? Like, it's not female, the word is feminine, and it's that's a difference there.
Right. And as we begin to reframe and redefine what roles are, what is the purpose for the soul's journey, and you speak a lot about this in your programs and in your writings, about listening to that inner voice, connecting to that inner voice is neither male or female, it's neither feminine or masculine,
yeah.
It is purposed of consciousness. It's about
unfortunately you have to hold that thought, because I see it's break time, we have to go to the break, but everybody stay tuned. We have a wonderful conversation with Navjeet Kandola. We're just talking about the masculine and the feminine qualities and the karma of being a woman. So stay tuned.
Has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi everyone, you're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we're having a special guest, Navjit Kandola, and she is talking about the karma of being a woman. But before we go any further, Navjit, can you tell people how they can connect with you and talk about your website where there's so much goodies for free?
Where people can go. Yes, I can. My website is tenderlogic.com, and it is, as Saskia said, filled with goodies. I write about these conversations that are pressing. I look to trends in consciousness. I look to patterns that hold us back. I make recommendations around health and consciousness. Basically, the focus is to really help people who are interested in transformation, who are really committed to living a life of their dreams, giving them tools and support on that journey. And I call it, you know, for stargazers and trailblazers to really have that kind of support for them. It's tenderlogic.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go tenderlogic.com. I want to say it one more time because it's a really great website. I mean, there's all, I think you can download meditations. It's just absolutely beautiful. So I highly recommend it.
And thank you.
You know, we have more gifts if we're talking about our dreams. I have for people a 21-day roadmap to your dreams on my website, yoursoulguidance.com. It's, you know, it has meditations, it has all kind of tools to break through your blocks and really make this year your year where you go after those dreams and make them happen. Anyway, we dive right back into the karma of being a woman. Navjit, what is the most important thing you would want to say about, you know, the masculine and the feminine qualities and how we can integrate those two?
Yeah, as you were saying about your husband, we all actually have both masculine and feminine energies that are here to serve us. They're not here just, you know, masculine energies for men and feminine energies for women. We have combinations. They move in currents and waves in our consciousness. And it's up to us to choose which qualities we are going to use in each moment to apply to the situation. What is going to be the highest place that I can come to at this moment in this situation? So it may be that a situation requires tenderness, or a situation may require leadership qualities. But leadership isn't a masculine or a feminine quality. It's how you come to that leadership. You may come to leadership by being inclusive of the whole, or you may come into leadership taking charge of the whole. It doesn't really matter. It's the quality and the place within yourself that has to be a place of wholeness that is the starting point for deciding how we move in our lives. And today, particularly talking about what is the karma of being a woman, I guess part of my purpose in bringing this conversation up is, as I look at the world, I see that, you know, we live in hierarchies. And we women tend to, whether of color or not, different races, different tribes, women tend to be at the bottom end of the totem pole, as it were. And so that is where maybe we need to explore the question, why is that so? Why is it that being born as a woman has facilitated or this role of being on the bottom of the totem pole, where there isn't that power, where there isn't that sense of deeper belonging or sense of your own life making choices? Why is that so? And one of the conversations I wanted to have is, how do we pierce that illusion, whether as a woman or as a person who feels oppressed? How do we pierce the oppression? How do we pierce that feeling of helplessness and moving through to it, so that you can actually begin to connect to your power, your strength, your sense of belonging, your ability to contribute? Mm. What happens is that as we have somebody, whether it's women or a different group of people or a race of people or a culture of people, oppressed second-class citizens, is that we're really missing out on a great deal of talent, of abilities, of skills, of possibilities, by not offering to the whole of our community, to the whole of our tribe, to the whole of them, the highest and the best of what we have to offer. We are basically cutting ourselves off at the knees and are not allowing that part of our community to be nourished, to grow, to create new possibilities, new answers to the challenges that we are facing.
You know, and it's exciting because it's actually stepping into your own purpose.
Yes, yes. And so the question is, okay, like I was saying before, how do you pierce the illusion if you are a woman and you are in a community? I mean, okay, in the West, we're moving through it. We have rights and so on and so forth. What if you're in a country or you're in a family or you're part of a tribe where, you know, showing any kind of leadership or voicing your feelings is looked down upon? How do you live through that kind of an experience? How do you go after your dream in that kind of an experience? What is it going to cost?
Right.
To connect to that part of ourselves. And that's what we want to do today, is really look at what are the tools, what is the actual way to reframe this conversation so that you can even begin to find the steps out of the subjugation or oppression.
And what would be the first step?
The first step is to acknowledge where you are. Okay, mm-hmm. Here I am. My family situation is this, and to really explore the role you are assigned in.
Yeah.
What role do you play within that community, within that family, within that country, within that tribe? What is the cultural perspective about women as a person? What is that role? How does it feel? Does it nourish you? What are the limitations of that role? What is in your heart? What would you love to do? Can you do that? Would you love to just go for a walk by yourself? Is it safe?
Yeah. It's full steps, basically.
Yeah. Is it safe to pursue? Can you go to university because you want to? And so it's beginning to look and pull apart your feelings and your dreams and your desires and look at what are the actual blocks to that, both on the outside and those internalized. Because as women in many cultures and in our families, we internalize those rules and we then live by them. Even though we may no longer be in that community or that tribe or that family, we've internalized those. And so it may be just as important to look at what it is that we've internalized from our cultures, even in the West, where we have apparently the most freedoms, where we can do whatever we want as women. There still may be inheritances from our great-great-grandmother or a great-great-great-aunt that we are carrying within ourselves. We may still be demurring when we may have the opportunity to be visible or to in a meeting, let's say, in a meeting, instead of offering your opinion, you may just hold back because you're not quite sure whether you should do that. even though intellectually, if somebody were to say, you know, can you offer your opinions at work? And you would say, of course I can. But something inside of you still is pulling back. Those are the kind of places we want to examine and shake loose.
That's so interesting, because yesterday I was doing a session with a client, and actually she said, you know, I think I'm making up for bad karma because my life is such a mess and nothing mm-hmm. works. And we were exploring that. And she really felt like God's punishing me for, you know, past life karma. But we explored it even deeper, and then she saw, and it was such an illumination for her, that actually her grandparents, that her granddad never stood up in his leadership role. So her her dad was raised very poorly, and her dad couldn't make things work. And her dad basically, as she saw it, messed up her life, and she's a beautiful mother. And she's brilliant, and every time she steps in her leadership role, she somehow, something happens. And we could see that subconsciously she was sabotaging because, you know, she was just acting out the pattern of her dad and then her grandfather, and not stepping into her own role, breaking free. So it was just amazing to see that. How your conversation was played out so clearly. And she works as an engineer in a company. So, I mean, even that role. But I see already we have to go to break time.
Okay.
Stay tuned. We're listening to Navjeet Kandola about the karma of being a woman. We're going to be right back after the break. Bandan Selecta.
The biggest selection and lowest prices are at Central Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination and the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. It's the end of January, and the deals have never been better. If we can't beat the competitor's price, we will give you $2,000. Get up to $6,500 off a Ford F-Series pickup, a new Mazda 3 for just $129 per month, a new Hyundai Sonata for only $129 per month, or a brand new Volkswagen Jetta for an unbelievable $169 per month. Hurry! These great deals end January 31st. Over 600 vehicles to choose from with America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles, and hundreds of certified pre-owned vehicles. Open Sundays. Test drive Central Auto Group, CT.com. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield. 860-564-4014.
All roads lead to Central. Your number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
We are starting out the new year with more incentives than ever.
0% financing on
8 Toyota models. And for the first time ever,
24-month leases.
Just $209 a month on the new Toyota Prius.
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm driving a new Prius for only $209 a month. Yes!
Gerard Toyota has RAV4 for just $189 a month. Yes!
This is Mark Antonino, and we say yes. We're going to break all records with 350 cars this month.
How are we going to do it?
By beating all dealer prices. Check out $3 million in used car inventory.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Advantage Pricing guarantees you the best prices on quality pre-owned vehicles at wholesale prices.
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
What a new year!
This is John Antonino. For three generations, the Gerard Toyota family has said yes. And now we want to say yes to you.
Call, click, or just come in.
GerardToyota.com.
At the big corner of Broad and Coleman Street, New London.
Gerard Toyota says yes!
Hello, folks. Rob Valenti from the Valenti Family of Dealerships. Happy New Year. At Valenti Toyota Subaru, Western Rhode Island, we will be your number one volume Toyota and Subaru dealership in 2013. We have inventory. New 2013 Toyota Corolla for $15,937. New 2013 Subaru Impreza from $17,960 or $179 a month. Get up to 125% current market value for your trade. We take anything in trade. 1 hour delivery, 0% financing. We beat all internet deals. The right price, the first time, at the right place. Valenti Toyota Subaru, Western Rhode Island. Go to BobValenti.com or call 401-322-7200. And just smile.
everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we have the honor to talk with our special guest, Navjeet Kandola. Navjeet, how can people connect with you?
They can contact me via my website, www.tenderlogics.com, and go to the contact page and shoot me an email, and I would happily talk to your listeners and see what I can do to support them.
Well, there's much more there on that website, guys. Just check it out. You have, I think, free meditations, free. There is a lot of free stuff that people can, you know, have access to, right?
Yes, and almost every post that I write has helpful tips, meditations, and exercises to really help people steer a clear course into their destiny, to live the life that they want. And it really is about taking that leap of faith and discovering your own skill set and living your life. It's about a person choosing that they're worth it, that they're worth exploring, discovering, digging deeper into, to really have a good, soulful, purpose-filled life. That's my commitment on my website, and that's what I write about.
Yeah, that's absolutely what you stand for. Navjeet, let's do an exercise, because, I mean, everybody, you know, is here now.
Yes.
And, you know, I know you have plenty of tools.
Yeah. So what I would love to do is to actually help our listeners use this tool in their lives, whether they are stuck in a situation at work or in their relationship. Somehow something in their consciousness is saying, because I'm a woman, or because of my life, the way it was being raised as a woman, I can't move forward. There's something with being a woman that I don't like, that I'm not happy with. Because a lot of us have dealt with prejudice in some way or form in our lives because we are women, whether you were looked over for a job, or someone didn't treat you well, or you were afraid physically. So let's look at a negative thought form or conclusion about being a woman. Because if we have those negative experiences and we hold them, they're crystallized in our consciousness, it really attracts further negative associations. It doesn't make us feel glorious about being a woman. Imagine if you're going to have a daughter and you carry these negative feelings, it's not good as being a male. Then your daughter's going to feel that. Oh, no, I'm a daughter. So let's clear negative traits, feelings, associations with being a woman, and create a new template of what it means to be a woman, so that we actually celebrate, so that we're not killing babies in India or China because you're a girl child, that women are actually honored, women are revered and loved, and that they play a wonderful, equal role in our society and our worlds. Mm-hmm. So if you are ready, dear listeners, and thank you for this opportunity to share this exercise with you.
Well, I want to give a quick example, because about myself, years ago, I remember I said to a very good friend of us in a conversation, I'm really too ready to step in to, you know, a way bigger way of expressing myself, and I want to do workshops, not like for 10 people, but for like thousands of people. And I mean, the guy knew me in a different way, and I had just written my book, and there were all things going on in his mind about, well, but Saskia, I mean, I have a complete different picture of her. She's behind the scenes, you know, she does one-on-ones with people, and she, you know, he didn't see me in that role. And the thing was, that's fine, he that's his own right. But he said, well, you, well, that I really, you know, I think you're so good at what you do, you should stay that way. What happened moment is, and I'm still working to erase that, is that I deeply inside agreed somewhere with that. And realized, and that was just there. And I realized it till years later, what was stopping me from really time I would step forward, then I would kind of do the dance and think, well, maybe it's not the time yet. And deep
right.
down, I was very in resonance with the agreement, what his opinion was of me, his right to have that, but what I agreed into. And very often we have no idea we've done that. And
right, right.
You know.
Especially if certain ways are modeled by our families and culture.
Yeah.
We just fall into those places. We don't know any different at that point as children.
Right. And we agree into yeah. this. And that's where we have an agreement in place. And we do whatever we can subconsciously to keep that agreement in place. And then let's shake it up, guys. So let's go exercise.
Yeah. Yes, great. So just take a couple of deep, deep breaths into your body now and close your eyes. And give yourself a few moments to breathe into your wonderful, beautiful body.
And we have to somehow keep talking, Navjeet, otherwise there's
okay.
all these alarm bells ringing in the radio station.
Okay, okay, great. No, then just take another deep, deep breath into your body now and ask your inner voice, your higher self, to show you a conclusion or a thought form that is negative about being a woman. It's a negative thought form of being a woman. I'm not good enough. As a woman, I'll never be successful. I'll never be president. I don't know how to do marketing. I'm terrible at math. See what thought form or conclusion you have that is negative because you are a woman. See what it is for you today. It might come up immediately. It might take a few moments. Just allow your consciousness to move through and show you the perfect negative thought form of being a woman that you need to clear.
And even if Great. You don't hear it, you can sense it sometimes. It's just
yes, you can sense it. You have a feeling. And once you get that, take it and bring it into your awareness and see what it is. It may be that as a woman, women are too emotional. To see what it is, and then take another deep, deep breath and ask your body where you are holding this thought or conclusion, negative conclusion about being a woman. Where in your body is it? You might feel it, you might sense it, you might just have a knowing of it. You might see a body part.
And that can be your pinky toe. I mean,
yeah, it could be your pinky toe, it could be your eye, it could be your heart, you might feel a tightness in your stomach or your chest or your back. Just really look, feel, sense for it.
And remember
that you can, yeah, just feel into that. And then ask that place in your body what color it wants now to wash and release that conclusion or thought form. Could be any color from the rainbow or another color that you see in your mind's eye. Imagine that color coming in from the universe directly into the place you are holding that conclusion and beginning to wash and release that. You might see it as a light coming in, a river of light, a few drops at a time. Just allow it to come in. Use your imagination muscles here. And don't get in the way of clearing this. Be committed that you want to release this negative conclusion. Draw that color into your body, into that place, and begin to wash and dissolve that crystallization. You no longer need to carry that perspective with you, that weight. Imagine hundreds and thousands of women clearing these contracts and conclusions, clearing the fabric of what it means to be a woman. Clearing the negativity, the pain associated with negative conclusions, experiences. Keep drawing that in, releasing it. And see what it opens for you now as you release that space might feel a quietness or relief, or just that tightness is gone now, or tension.
And don't let your mind get in the way in any sense, like, you know, does this work? Did I see the color right? Was that body part right? Energetically, this works.
Yes, energetically it works. But also people can always just rewind and follow the exercise again if they missed it all. Not to worry. Not to worry. We have time. We always have time to look within, to heal and clear negative patterns, thought forms, contracts. And just breathe into your body once this is released, and really feel your body opening, and tell your body to really activate the joy of being a woman, the lightness of being a woman. And think about what qualities you would like to live today, joyfully, freely, exuberantly as a woman, and do that. Do you want to be spacious? Do you want to be excellent? Do you want to be driven?
And as we are, I think, perfectly in timing with the break time, you can just sit with that. We're heading over to the break time now. Sit with that beautiful. After the break, we're coming back and we talk more about the joy, to ignite that joy of being a woman. Okay, yes. We're going to be right back after the break. Stay tuned.
Ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Thank you.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Here I am waiting. I'll have to leave soon. Why am I holding on?
Hello, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and today we have our special guest, Navjit Kandola, talking about the karma of being a woman. And I want to make sure everybody knows how to connect with Navjit. Navjit, your website, can you mention that to us?
Yes, it's tenderlogic.com. It's full of freebies of meditations and exercises and tools to help you move through, whether you're experiencing anxiety or fear or wondering how to be confident when you go for a job interview. All of those are freebies on my website, tenderlogic.com.
Great. Well, let's talk about our experience.
Yes. So as you were doing that exercise, looking for negative associations or conclusions about being a woman, what did you come up with, Saskia?
Well, for me, the first time that came up was like, you're so emotional.
Yeah. And so what has that created for you in your life when you have that conclusion in the background of your consciousness?
Well, that could lead to, if there needs to be a logic explanation or to give a talk, that, you know, emotions would take over and the story gets blurred or it's not completely clear. And honestly, maybe it doesn't have to be that clear, but that conclusion can be really in the way of just
it's going to be debilitating because it stops you from actually sharing and being who you are.
Exactly.
And when was it decided that emotions were a bad thing, that feeling and learning about your experience of the world through the emotions is a bad thing?
Exactly. And the funny part was when you said, where are you holding it? It immediately, I saw it in my throat and I thought, you know, now this makes perfect sense almost.
Yeah.
But it could have been in my toe or in my ankle. But I was kind of surprised, like, you know, this is actually, this, you know, it does make sense. But it was in my throat and I had this beautiful light blue color. And it just felt really good to draw that in.
It's perfect that it's throat, you know, our center of communication, and the color blue, light blue, is spiritual communication, is the color of communication.
Well,
just allowing that, your consciousness, your being is working on those levels to really express to you that block is not really helpful to you.
Exactly.
And it was interesting with my exercise in this meditation. I got, and again, it doesn't matter how many times you've done this work, you may still be surprised that you're holding on to something somewhere. And what came up for me was that women shouldn't express anger. We shouldn't show anger.
Oh.
And I know exactly why that is true for me, is because as a child, I, as being born into a very traditional family, was taught just to do what I was told. And any kind of no, or I'm not going to do it, I don't feel like doing it, was absolutely not allowed. And so whenever I felt a no and got angry, I had to just swallow it and just do whatever I was being told.
Mm-hmm.
And so that anger of not being able to express that, being a woman, you can't express anger, was held in my hands and a kind of a tightening in my chest. And also there was then a feeling of sadness connected to that it's not okay for me to be me.
It's so fascinating. I mean, it's
and the colors my body wanted were white and gold, white to just all the colors of the rainbow, so just everything, all the different nuances of that energy wanting to be dissolved, my chest and my hands, and the gold, hopefully, you know, creating, facilitating new possibilities in those places of my chest and my heart and my hands.
Well, next time we're going to do a show, we're going to have more series together, and we can hear from the listeners, because I would love to hear what they have to say. But what about the joy of being a woman? I mean, I think it's privileged as well, and it reminds me, go on.
Well, one of the things that we've talked about is, thank goodness we have been born as a woman this lifetime. Because we could easily have been born a male and fallen into the patterns, the negative patterns of being a male, like you were talking about, being dominant, not including, not feeling that it's safe to feel. What a joy it is to be able to give permission to our feelings every day and say, how do I feel that we have the opportunity to grow and nourish those feelings? I think part of the evolution for all of us, not just women, is the exploration of our feelings. Not just the spectrum that we're used to, I feel sad, I'm lost, I'm happy, I'm glad, but the evolution is broadening the spectrum. Bliss, ecstasy.
Yeah.
Think about those kinds of feelings. We speak of joy or happiness and we wait for things to happen to feel those emotions. But we don't have to have a reason to be in the essence of joy, in the essence of love, in the essence of gratitude or belonging. Those are choices that arise through our own being, our own consciousness. And that is a powerful, powerful place to be a woman with all our hormones, with all that we've gone through, the insights that we have inside of us. Imagine being able to use all of that with beauty, with radiance, with light.
Wow, than to think of the fact that we can bring forth babies and carry for 9 months a baby. I remember my husband Seep saying, you know, he said, you have no idea. I mean, we have no idea what that is, and to give birth,
and
we have no clue.
The deep surrender it takes to include another being to come through our bodies. We have to surrender a great deal, the life that we were, the way that we feel, all of that surrendering. Imagine if those capacities to the global arena, to the challenges of hunger, war, starvation, fear. That we don't always have to charge in, that sometimes we to allow for change. And these are the qualities we need to develop as women. I think it's a great opportunity. It's no coincidence that the women who have been born as women, there is a very direct purpose.
I love
it's that. Our time.
Yeah.
It's our time. And it's the men's time, but they have a whole different other dynamic to work with. As women, we can be inclusive of the masculine and the feminine. We can be inclusive of males in our lives. It doesn't have to be that we now become goddesses and they have to serve us. It's not about that. It's about partnership. It's about following our passions. It's about coming from a place of wholeness.
You know, and it takes a lot of responsibility also off the man's shoulders. I mean, they don't have to do everything anymore. It's a freedom. It's like, you know, fantastic.
For all.
Yeah.
And that's maybe the gift that we bring through our consciousness. We can birth freedom for all. And as we do that, Saskia, imagine the kind of parents we become for our children.
It's
imagine the kind of leaders and mothers and fathers we create for the future generations.
Absolutely.
Carers of our environments, carers of nature, explorers into space and inviting cosmic connections.
Mm. Well,
our possibility is amazing.
Yeah.
As we shed the shackles of past, we shed the shackles of pain and suffering, Let's unburden ourselves. Let's shake loose our hair. Let's wear beautiful clothes. Let's love our bodies.
You know, I want to leave everybody with that because we are going to come to the end of the show. And I want to thank you so much. We have more conversations. We will be back. So listeners, you know, tune in every Wednesday at 9 Eastern, at 6 Pacific, at 8 Mountain Time. We're going to be here. Navjeet Kandola will be back for more conversations, and we will certainly have also the call in so you can actually get clear guidance right on the spot. Stay tuned. We're going to be here next Wednesday, and I wish you all a fantastic week. Shake loose, be beautiful, be your true self. This was Saskia. See you next week.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819.
Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.